This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers and the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. A 33-year-old Imlay City man remains in critical condition after a Chevy Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening in Goodland Township. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road, just north Kohler Road, around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stuart Stephen truck when he was hauling crops before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren-Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Imlay City, was not hurt. Deputies say the larger truck had been had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. An Ontario man's winter voyage across Lake Huron has come to an unexpected stop in Port Austin. Stephen Melraya, age 36, set out December 2nd in a homemade houseboat with his dog Mexicali, hoping to reach Chicago by Christmas. Instead, his houseboat became frozen into the shoreline at Bird Creek Beach and as early ice formed on the lake. He says his houseboat has everything he needs to stay comfortable while waiting for a thaw, which he expects in late February or March. Despite the setback, he remains upbeat and views the experience as part of a personal journey of self-discovery that he hopes will someday take him all the way to Africa. Local residents have offered Melraya food and support, while Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen continues checking on his safety. Hansen says Melraya plans to remain respectful of the community while he waits out the weather. And federal agents and members of the Mid-Michigan Safe Streets Task Force executed a narcotics search warrant early Friday morning on Michigan Avenue on Bay City's east side. Investigators reported finding suspected drugs, three firearms, and other evidence linked to drug manufacturing and distribution. A 34-year-old man was arrested on drug and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated charges. All three suspects were booked into Bay County Jail, and the case has been sent to the prosecutor's office for review. Anyone with information can contact the Bay City Public Safety at 989-892-8571, or you can share anonymous tips through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL or p3tips.com. And we'll return right after this.
Have you been searching for a used vehicle from a dealer who stands behind their inventory? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. Every vehicle we sell that is part of our regular inventory comes with a warranty at no cost to you. And unlike other dealers, we don't charge finance fees and we don't charge dock fees. We're also open to a reasonable negotiation and give fair trades. This week's featured vehicle starts off with the 2019 Ford F-150 XLT FX4 and already set up to tackle Michigan winters with WeatherTech floor mats, heated cloth seats, and remote start. It also has power folding mirrors, Bluetooth, and a 5-liter V8 engine. It has 74,000 miles and we're asking $29,980. If you're looking for a car, we just got in a 2024 Chevy Malibu LT. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, collision detection, and it has 43,000 miles and we're asking $19,980. And if you're in the market for an SUV, I have a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has heated leather seats, a power liftgate, and a 3.6 V6 with only 48,000 miles. Take it home for just $22,980. And last up, we have a 2014 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. It's four-wheel drive, has a heated steering wheel and heated leather seats, towing package, and a neutral transfer case. It has a 3.2 V6 with 86,000 miles, and we're asking
$13,580. Oh, I want for Christmas is some new gutters. Some new gutters. Oh, some new gutters. Oh my gosh, if I only got some new gutters, I will have a Merry Christmas.
What are you singing?
You know what's done in my new front teeth for Christmas? I want new gutters.
Okay.
Let's be real. After I was hating from the gutters, they look pretty bad.
I agree. I'll call Bresky Siding and Building Repair and have them fix the gutters.
While you at it, you should have them fix the roof.
Why?
Oh, no reason.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your siding, roofing, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The Biden-era infrastructure spending programs are undergoing review by the current administration as federal agencies present updated timelines and budget projections for highway, bridge, and broadband projects nationwide, with analysts noting that construction inflation and permitting delays continue to affect how quickly funds reach local communities. And neighbors and local communities and members in Sydney's eastern suburbs say they're shocked to learn that the alleged Bondi gunman lived nearby. As investigators work to determine possible motives, links to extremist networks, and whether anyone else helped to plan the attack. That's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKinsey Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKinsey Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, they're the Thumb's only used car dealer with full-line service department.
This Christmas, give the gift that lasts a lifetime from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. This is Kent McKenzie. We believe every moment is a chance to celebrate your love and connection. From stunning engagement rings to exquisite earrings, our collection is designed to make your loved one's eyes sparkle on Christmas morning. Each piece is crafted with care, gift-wrapped, and fits perfectly under the tree as a surprise on Christmas morning. Stop in and enjoy personalized service from our knowledgeable jewelry experts, who are ready to help you find the perfect gift. This year, give a gift that sparkles as bright as your love. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers, where every piece tells your story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
Now open 7 days a week through December 24th.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a very blessed holiday season.